welcome back to another episode of BRF Shorts and Us. Our word for this episode is dude. Very simple, very sweet, very current.
Good choice, bro.
Thank you. Okay, so to begin with, we've actually covered this story on one of our previous long-form episodes in the word hat. So, not really a tangible association, but apparently we got the same, but you'll understand why it got covered in the word hat back at the time. However, I thought I'd just go a little bit into the origin of the word dude. So the word was first used in the late 1800s as a form of mockery for young men who were sort of overly concerned with the way they looked and kind of keeping up appearances. So it was sort of this, it was a bit of a yuppie kind of guy, I guess.
Mm.
And it later came to sort of stand for city folk, who were kind of clueless and would hang out at these dude ranches. And I think the origin of the word is not exactly complimentary, but now in time, of course, it's become like this multi-purpose term that we can just use to express any form of emotion and relationship, depending on how you say it. Now, for a long time, people didn't really know why the word dude was chosen.
Mm.
And apparently, as of 2013, we finally have the answer, because there was a research project that belonged to Barry Popkin and Gerald Cohen, who, along with the help of their other colleagues, began combing through tons of 19th century periodicals for years and then slowly sort of amassing the world's biggest collection of the citations of the word dude.
Jeez, I'd love that job.
I'd love to read that, right?
Yeah.
So it's a 129-page document that tells us where does the word dude come from. And this is something that we've covered in the episode on hat. Now, the word, according to evidence, points to the use of the word. It's sort of a derivative of the word doodle that comes from the old nursery rhyme of Yankee Doodle Dandy, which is Yankee Doodle went to town riding on a pony, etc., etc. Yeah, well done.
Sorry.
Congratulations, Shari. You just passed first grade. Flying colors.
Thanks. Didn't do it the first time around, but I did it when I was 33. Just saying.
So, we have a more detailed explanation in that episode, but just to kind of sum it up very quickly. Basically, it was derogatory because it meant that a guy who basically just stuck his feather in his cap and called it macaroni, because the macaroni hairstyle was really popular back in the day and it was sort of a sign of being aristocratic. So a doodle was somebody who was a bit of a dandy and, was trying to be this guy who pretended to be well off and sort of had the appearance of a man who was well off but didn't really have the knowledge to pull it off. So he would just stick a feather in his cap and thought he was fancy enough and now called it a macaroni. And so it's actually, to sort of sum up the use of the term, it was probably at best sort of this rough, uncultured colonist who was trying to be more than he was. So not classist at all, and very, very polite, clearly. And then for some reason, by the early in 1883, it sort of inspired someone to call this kind of foppish young man, especially in New York City, it sort of transformed into the word dudes. So doodle became shortened to dude, which is not D-U-D-E.
Because nobody's got the time. Nobody's got the time to give these people doodle.
Yeah.
They're forever dudes.
I mean, they are rough and uncultured, so why bother? And then slowly the spelling sort of alternated to dude, which is what we know today. And the early, for some reason, the early mocking kind of description of this guy who's like heavily moustached, cigarette in his mouth, kind of this button vest thing going on, changed into just being generically anybody who pissed you off, you really liked, you want to express deep love to, you want to just call out to, anything you want to be at. And so that is the origin of the word dude. Also, I do not know why, but some alternative meanings of the word dude. There is a term called dude eggs, which is a form of quail eggs preserved in brine. That's called dude eggs. I do not know why.
It's quail eggs though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Quails, what, called dude a slang? I don't know that. Are they?
No, I was just checking what eggs they were.
Okay.
Just reconfirming.
I think you're going to solve the mystery for me. And also, dude is, for some strange reason beyond any realm of my understanding, infected butt hair on an elephant.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, that's what I said, out of the realm of my understanding. But if someone knows, please tell me. I really tried hard to search for this, but honestly, third page Google, guys.
Yeah, your browser history is going to be interesting.
Yeah, and that is the origin of the word dude and what else it could mean.
I mean, this is where our research sort of overlapped. I just found it interesting, the description of how, you know, it went from rough and uncultured to then describing someone who was so foppish and so fancy and spent so much money on their clothes and wore buttoned vests and, you know, just was the epitome of like spending money on unnecessary things at the time. And, you know, yeah, it was an abbreviation from Yankee Doodle. It was an abbreviated form of that, and it was specific to the US. And I wanted to just like, because deep inside I want to be a dude, the female version of a dude in 1800 in New York, because they had nothing better to do than, you know, dress fabulously, spend extravagant amounts of money on fashion, which some would argue is a good way to spend your money. I do not argue with that at all. It's a subjective, of course. So apparently in the 19th century, there was this species of overstyled like dudes who emerged in New York City. They would travel in these in the cafe society, and cafe society was a description that was coined to describe people who, you know, gathered in fashionable cafes and restaurants in New York, Paris and London, and just sort of were the pioneers of just fashion and fabulousness in all these cities. All they did was attend each other's private dinners, balls, took holidays in exotic places, went to elegant resorts.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was all obviously cut short when Prohibition started in 1933, which is, you know, a huge blow to people who basically drank for a living. But I wanted to talk about one particular fop, or one particular dude, or one particular glamour boy, or bright young thing. As you can see, I've researched.
You're very complimentary towards him.
Yeah, they're all synonyms. These words are all synonyms for dude, including man about tongue, not tongue. I'm assuming that was also one of their talents. But man about town is what I meant. A rake, a boulevardier, a petit maître, a swell, a toff, and of course a dude. So, all of these words describe this particular person to the T. His name was Evander Berry Wall. Now, he was as interesting as his name was. He was born into wealth. His father, Charles Wall, had a bit of an inheritance. Now, I don't know what a bit of an inheritance means, but he came into a bit of money as an inheritance, and he built it up to this, you know, ginormous fortune. And Evander's mother also came from money. She was an heiress of some sort. So basically, he grew up wanting for absolutely nothing. By the age of two, he had inherited $2 million in 1860. Around 1860. And right now, that's worth $65 million at the age of two. So yeah,
that's a rich baby.
Super rich. Grew up wanting for absolutely nothing. Now, when his father died, he was left with around $1 million just to him, because he did have siblings as well. With this fortune, he launched himself into the glitterati of New York. Basically, was charming, dressed really well. All his clothes and his ties and hatpins and all these other things, they numbered in the thousands. He, in 1883, was crowned by a journalist the King of Dudes. At the time, the word, as you said earlier, was a bit mocking. It wasn't really the best, like, positive, most positive thing to say about someone. It was used for someone obsessed with clothing, etc. But at first he was outraged by this. And then in clearly Evander fashion, as you will find out if you read more about this guy, he took it upon himself to adopt it as his rightful title. So
he became the King of Dudes.
Yeah, he was the King of Dudes. Now, he was, some of the things that he was known for doing was introducing the tuxedo into New York City fashion, actually America in general. So at the time, the Prince of Wales in the UK had started to not wear tails, like coats with tails, which was just the right thing to do for a gentleman at the time. So he had cut off the tails, and a friend of Evander's sent him this cut off version of just like a dinner jacket, which is what we're used to these days. So he wore it to a ball to such furor and caused like such a scene that he was actually kicked out.
Oh, wow.
So now, another thing that cemented his reputation and his popularity in the country was that he was friends with a society journalist called Blakey Hall at the time. And Hall used Evander as a recurring feature for his weekly column. And so he just basically reported on the latest outfits and what he was doing and what he was up to and all the extravagances that he was going through. And obviously, like how people today are obsessed with the British royal family or and Angelina, I can't even think of celebrities, honestly. Angelina Jolie, let's say, fine. So people are obsessed with it now. So what do you think in 1883, without any television or anything like that, or the internet to entertain yourself, you were just like obsessed with learning about Evander and his what he's been up to this week. And so he then became pitted against another journalist's featured fop called Robert Hilliard, and he was known as Handsome Bob. And so Handsome Bob and Evander Wall were pitted against each other, and it was like the Battle of the Dudes. And I'm not joking. Wow. That's what it was called. It was called the Battle of the Dudes.
So he's basically an early It girl.
Yeah. But a guy. It guy. Yeah. It dude.
It girl, but dude.
And so they then began to fight over this title of King of the Dudes. And they did things like, you know, try and wear like the cutting edge of fashion. Hilliard even introduced like Highland garb to New York elite, and like complete with kilt.
Wow.
So Evander Berry Wall, in his 40s, had to declare bankruptcy because he, by 1899, had gone through most of his fortune. He was sort of not at best terms with his family either. His sister Louise left him out of her will. And then he, like most bankrupt people, you know, he moved to Paris and lived there. And then moved to Spain for a little while during the First World War, but then moved back to Paris, and that's where he passed away eventually at the ripe old age of 79. So,
wow, not bad.
Yeah, he lived a pretty great life, one would say.
Yeah.
One could
say. To be fair, thigh-high boots are expensive. I'm not surprised he went bankrupt.
Yeah, especially because he probably owned 100 pairs. So I thought we could We could learn from Evander's lesson. Yeah. Get a lot of money, spend a lot of money, die.
And just be all right, like all round fabulous.
Mm.
From, this is the early dude. And then I'm sort of coming to like dudes as we know them today. Mm-hmm. Again. I came across this really amazing religion.
Okay.
In my research, that just like... It's a religion called Dudism.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like I'm making a joke, but I swear to God, I literally am not. So apparently, it's the stated primary objective of Dudism is to promote a modern form of Chinese Taoism. But it's presented in the style that's personified by the main character in The Big Lebowski, of the character of Jeffrey the Dude Lebowski. So he is, I don't really think Dudism has a god, but I think my understanding of it is safe to say that Jeffrey Lebowski is possibly the god of Dudism. Apparently, March 6th each year is the annual sacred Holy High Day of Dudism. Okay. And it's celebrated as the Day of the Dude.
Mm.
So if next year, please do celebrate. Anybody who wishes to, I shall be. The religion was founded in 2005 by Oliver Benjamin, who was a journalist based in Thailand at the time. Dudism's official organizational name is the Church of the Latter-day Dude. And an estimated 450,000 priests have been ordained worldwide as of May 2017. And marriages have been legally officiated by Dudist clergy in some U.S. states. So, mock religion? I think not. It primarily makes use of iconography and narrative from The Big Lebowski. And adherents believe that Dudist worldview has existed since the beginning of civilization, primarily to correct societal tendencies towards aggression or excess. In people that they list as early Dudists, even though they didn't know it, is Epicurus, the philosopher, Buddha, and Jesus. So they say that these are the examples of great dudes in history. And then more recently, sort of they refer to like, you know, writers such as Ralph Waldo Emerson and Walt Whitman, and philosophers such as Kurt Vonnegut and...
they are all dudes.
Such as Mark Twain.
Yeah, all of these are dudes.
So these are people that they kind of consider the cult of the dudist, I guess. and so basically the idea is, so the philosophy is sort of, you know, because it's kind of deriving from Taoism, is to kind of, you know, it sort of encourages the practice of going with the flow, being cool-headed, taking it easy, sort of just like chilling out. That's the general philosophy of dudism. And it also aims to assuage feelings of inadequacy that arise in societies that place a heavy emphasis on achievement and personal fortune. So if you don't have to achieve, there's really no need for conflict. Sounds great to me. It really does. Like, the more I've just read on this, I'm just like, ooh.
Sounds a bit like Evander.
Yeah. And basically, like, you know, what they value is simple everyday pleasures like batting, bowling, hanging out with your friends, having a beer, rather than trying to actually go out there and make money. So...
I subscribe to this. I'd want to live like this.
Yeah, I think so too. And they have a bunch of official publications. They have an official newsletter called the Dudes Paper, which launched in the fall of 2008. The Dudist Holy Book is called the Tao Dude Ching, which went online in July 2009. And yeah, and then in 2016, the Dude De Ching was completely rewritten by Oliver Benjamin, featuring a new translation and essays interpreting each verse. So
I'm always amazed by the amount of effort and time people put into these things, especially when we did the episode on Pastafarianism. It reminds me of that, where you just, you know, come up with a religion, come up with texts associated with it. I can't find myself... I can't even finish an article I started like a week ago, leave alone write an entire religious text.
Yeah, and it clearly takes some like motivation. So for someone who claims to be a dude who was like wants to like live life,
this is true, out, and not achieving things,
the founders of it are clearly not living by the values.
They're achievists. Kick them out of the dudists.
And yeah, so those are you know, they have a bunch of, they also have a book, a self-help book called The Abide Guide, which basically employs life lessons from Tchaikovsky and tells dudes how to live their lives. And at some point, at a promotional event, Jeff Bridges was asked, who's the actor who plays the dude in The Big Lebowski, was asked, do you think the dude would think of dudism? And he replied, I think he'd be flabbergasted, but he would totally dig it. And I totally dig it. I love it. So that's it for you. If you are, I mean, I'm sure there's a way online to join them, if that's the religion that you now choose to subscribe to. Mm-hmm. And if not, on the 6th of March, you can always just celebrate the day as an outsider.
And tell us what kind of dude you are. Are you a Jeffrey Lebowski kind of dude? Or are you an Evander Wolf kind of dude?
Okay, and I think that's the end of the episode.
We will see you guys soon. Please follow our Instagram. We're at Barely Research Facts. And get in touch with us. Comment, like, subscribe, share.
Okay, we'll see you next time.
See you guys.